Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ is absolute, transforming and restoring lives, healing hurt, and making all things new. This power set Michael Bowen free from the captivity, darkness, and hell of addiction and delivered him back to God. This is Jesus Breaks the Chains.
Well, I'm on the first leg of my journey today. I'm at the Houston International Airport waiting to catch my flight to Las Vegas, Nevada. And we know what Las Vegas is called. It's called Sin City. They say, there's an old saying that says, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And as I am waiting for my flight, I'm just reflecting on the times that I spent in Las Vegas before I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. I was addicted to drugs and alcohol, and I would go to Las Vegas and I'd drink and be high on cocaine and be gambling, and I had just such riotous living there. And when I was in prison, I began to write my memoirs. I began to write a book called The Poetry of Addiction, One Man's Journey into the Captivity, Darkness, and Hell of Addiction and Deliverance Back to His God, Jesus Christ. And I was reflecting on some of my times in Las Vegas, and I told myself when I was in prison that I would never go back to Las Vegas. And I said the only way I'd ever go back to Las Vegas if I was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, here I am. I'm on my way back to Vegas. That was about 9 years ago when I was in prison, when I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ and when I said I'd never go back to Vegas. And I'm going to Vegas. I have to go on some family business. And I was starting to think reluctantly, man, I really don't want to go to Vegas. But then the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, what better place for an evangelist than to be in a place like Las Vegas? Hallelujah, Sin City. Hallelujah. And I just began to get just this really good feeling that God, there's somebody in Las Vegas that is about to get a Holy Ghost ambush. And so when I'm there, I'm going to conduct my business and be with my family and do the things that I need to do there. But I'm also going to be looking for the lost, be looking for the people that the Lord wants me to speak to share Him with, to share His love with. And I've already just have it in my mind that when I get there and I have some time, I'm just going to walk up and down the strip, and I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit guide me and lead me to the hurt, broken, the lost, and the people that are either addicted to drugs or addicted to gambling, who have just come to the end of themselves like I had done so many times. And it was just horrible. I can remember one time when I was in Las Vegas, and I was high on cocaine, and I'd been gambling, and ended up getting an argument with my friend. I came to Vegas to visit one of my friends, and he was flying in there, and we were staying in his room. He got the room. He was on some business there, and he knew that I wasn't supposed to be doing drugs, but I brought some drugs with me. I was high on cocaine, and we got into an argument, and he just told me to leave. So I went down and started to gamble, and I ended up losing all my money, and then I didn't have anywhere to stay, and so I kind of got kicked out of the hotel. I was walking the streets. Didn't know what to do. I had no money, and my flight wasn't for about three more days, so I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was walking through a parking lot at Circus Casino, and I just happened to look next to me to a Suburban, and inside the car through the window I could see a briefcase. And in my mind and in my drunken stupor and high on cocaine, I decided that I was going to get a rock, and I got a rock, and I busted out the window, and I grabbed the briefcase, and I took off running, and went and looked inside the suitcase or briefcase, and there was a passport, some checks, some other things, and I threw everything away. I kept the passport and checks, and I decided I was going to go try to get the money out of this guy's account. And I can still remember vividly what this guy looked like, what this man looked like in his passport, and what I was about to go do. And I was drunk, like I said. The sun was coming up. And so I went. I was at the Rio Hotel Casino. If anybody's been to Las Vegas, it's a little ways from the Las Vegas Strip where all the other hotels are. So I went down and I stole a golf cart, a maintenance golf cart. And I took the maintenance golf cart and I drove down the street across the highway on a bridge and up and down the Las Vegas Strip. And I went into the different casinos writing checks and pretending like I was this guy. And I remember them looking at me kind of funny because the guy was a lot thinner than I was. And I think I made up some excuse that I'd been sick, that I had cancer or something crazy like that. But I was able to get some money off these checks and then able to go get a hotel. And I went down to another casino, Mandalay Bay, and checked into my room and started gambling and won a lot of money. I won about $3,000-$4,000, I remember. And so I ended up finally going to sleep. I'd been up for a couple of days on drugs, and I ended up finally going to sleep. I woke up the next morning, and I was walking outside the casino, and the tables, the blackjack table, called me back over there, and I ended up losing everything that I'd gained the night before. And that is just such a picture of what my life was like. If it wasn't alcohol, if it wasn't crack cocaine, if it wasn't gambling, all of it was an addiction. It was all addicted behavior. If I wasn't addicted to one thing, I was addicted to another. And the things that it made me do, and I'm not proud of those things, but old things are passed away. Therefore, anyone in Jesus Christ is a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things become new. So I just reflect on that old man that was in Vegas that time, and then I say, no, there's a new man coming to Vegas this time. Hallelujah. And this time I'm not going to steal from a man. I'm going to give a man or a woman the precious gift, a gift that's better than money, that's better than riches, that's better than anything in this world, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to share with the people. So along my journey, I'm going to be doing some different recordings of maybe people that I run into. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm glad you're along with me on this journey. I love you, and to be continued. Stay tuned. I'm at the airport. I'm about to catch my flight to Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to check back in as soon as I get there and kind of tell you how I'm feeling, what I'm feeling, and what the atmosphere is like. I love you all. Stay tuned. Well, I made it to Las Vegas and caught my Uber and got to the hotel. I'm staying at the Venetian, and I got to the hotel just in time to make our dinner reservations with my parents and my sister and my sister's husband. And we had a wonderful dinner. I had some lobster with some spaghetti. It was incredible. One of the best meals I've eaten in a long, long time. And I'm really excited to be here. I'm excited to be with my family and to just enjoy their company. And I was speaking to my sister and my parents, and they were going to play some cards after dinner. And they like to do that. And they asked me if I did that. Are you going to gamble, Michael? Are you going to play some 21, some blackjack? And I said, absolutely not. I said, to me, gambling is like drugs. I said, I'd rather not. I said, I am not going there. And then I told them about how when I was in prison that I was reflecting about all the things that I had when I started writing that book in prison. I started reflecting on all the bad things that ever happened to me in Vegas, and I started writing them down in my memoirs in that book. And I just did some rotten, horrible things in this city, and it was just a bad part of my life. It's that old man. That old man's passed away. And now I'm a new creation. I'm an evangelist. I'm an evangelist in Sin City. I'm an evangelist in Las Vegas. And there's a bunch of hurting people in Las Vegas, and I know it. And so, I went and I watched them play cards for a little bit, but there just wasn't anything there for me. I didn't feel the pull to even want to do something like that. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. The Lord delivered me from addiction, period. That's addiction to alcohol. That's addiction to drugs. That's addiction to gambling. And all those things that were all tied up into one. The lust of that flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is all wrapped up in that addiction. And I just don't have it anymore. The Lord delivered me. That's for someone else. And there's nothing wrong with it if you like to do that. But for this man right here, I have no business even getting into that kind of environment and gambling and all the alcohol and those type of feelings that would stir up. I'm just not interested. I'm more interested in seeing what's out there and seeing who that I can come into contact with or that I can encounter that's hurting, that I can tell a story about how I used to be and how my life has changed since I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. So it's 9:30 at night and I'm in my hotel room. I'm about to go down to the Las Vegas Strip and see what the Lord has in store for me. And I will take you along with me and continue this podcast on the Las Vegas Strip. So right now, Lord, just bless me, bless my feet. Lord, prepare someone for me to talk to. In Jesus' name, amen. I will talk to you all soon. Well, I must say, night one has come to an end. I'm back in my hotel room. I was out walking the strip, up and down. People are everywhere. It's Saturday night. And just trying to be in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and just be led by God. And I had some real nice conversations with some people, and I saw some people that looked like they were having a bad night, and I would have a nice little word or a comment to them. I didn't really get a chance to do any evangelism or talk about the Lord so much. The opportunity just didn't present itself. I'm here for 3 more days. So I know that the Lord has something special planned. He always does. And so I'm just going to be ready. I'm making myself available. I put myself out there on that strip, and I was walking, and I was just praying. And when I'd see people, I was, maybe that's what I was supposed to do, is just walk and pray over people. I was praying over the strip. I was praying when I'd see people that looked sad or maybe they were high or whatever, I would pray for them. And I was just praying for deliverance. I was praying for comfort and just trying to be there. And I was telling the Lord as I was walking, I said, Lord, I'm your evangelist. I'm here if you need to use me. I'm available. And I was just making myself available to the Lord. And it just felt so wonderful to be able to do that. And that's my duty. That's when I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, I hate myself. I hate this world. I don't want it anymore. And I said, Lord, I said, if I'm going to smoke drugs when I leave here, then you just kill me now because I can't do it anymore. I said, but Lord, if you will save me, I will serve you the rest of the days of my life. So that's the deal I made with the Lord, that I would serve him. So I come here on that strip and I'm on that Las Vegas strip and on that street and I'm serving him. Tonight it was in prayer and I was just praying. Maybe tomorrow night it'll be evangelism. I'm not sure what it's going to be. But the point is that I'm making myself available. I'm keeping my word to God that you're going to use me, Lord. I'm your vessel. Use me for your will, for your purpose. If there's anybody that needs help, that needs a kind word, or they need to hear about you, Lord, use me. I'll do it. I'm your mouthpiece. I'm your hands and feet, O Lord. And so I just want to encourage anybody out there tonight or I guess when you're listening to this podcast that just make yourself available to God. Keep an open communication with him and just be in the Spirit and move in the Spirit and be friendly to people. Be kind and show them the love of Jesus Christ when you encounter them. So tonight it was a good night, a good evening, a good day getting here from Houston, Texas. And I will begin again tomorrow. I found a church. I'm going to a church in the morning. I have 11 o'clock service at a church called Grace City Church. So I'm going to go check that out, and I'll give a report on that and what that is all about. And we'll see what the Lord has for me in store for me tomorrow at this church. Good night. I love y'all. We'll talk again tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I'm back with you. It's Sunday morning, and you know how when you just are in the right place at the right time, I call them divine appointments. Well, I have walked into a divine appointment. I come down to eat breakfast in the Venetian, a little restaurant, and they sit me at a table that is very close to another table next to me. And I come to find out that I'm sitting next to a brother and sister in Christ, Brian and Naomi, and we start talking and just having such a wonderful discussion about Jesus. We're having church here. We're talking about scriptures, and we're talking about the things that are going on in our lives, and we're just magnifying God and glorifying God. And I just want to introduce Brian and Naomi right now. Brian, would you like to say something about our meeting this morning?
First off, the meeting, you talk about a divine appointment, and it's funny because when you first sat down, I knew it was a tight squeeze, but I was kind of like in my zone of eating and just, but I saw you sit there, and then you, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but as you started, she asked you about like the food and then the buffet, and I was, for whatever reason, was just like, recommend the buffet. Like, I just recommend the buffet. And then just from doing that, we started having a conversation, and your heart for making an impact in the life of, like, we're in Vegas, right? And, you know, you shared your story and your testimony, but what really struck me is like the heart that you have to see change in people that are written, like people that honestly that are written off, like the, you know, I don't remember all the details of everything you were sharing, but the folks out in Liberia, outcasts, you know, folks that people have given up on for whatever reason, we get a, like, that goes on in this country. It goes on all over the world, but there was a moment when you were sharing about, I don't remember the details, but it was about the people in these cities and the fact that there's actually a hunger there. Like, people don't know that they're starving until they get around food that's actually, like, nourishing.
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean? Because, you know, if I don't eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
To be real with you, like, I could be really, really hungry, but I'm not, like, a Big Mac is just not going to be my thing.
Yeah.
But if I'm starving.
That's right.
That Big Mac comes around, I'm not even thinking second.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to just eat it because I need to be fed. And whatever God has called you to do, like, I know it's real because I can feel His presence in our conversation.
Yeah.
And I can feel His presence in your expression of what He's called you to do.
Hallelujah.
So it's a blessing. I don't even know how this all came about.
Yeah.
Like I'm
Isn't
just
it wonderful?
Even as I'm starting to talk, like, I'm just sitting here like the alignment of just different things.
It's
like
wonderful.
We were technically gonna be, we should have technically left today.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have brought us to here. Right? And so it's just been a blessing, man. It's been a total blessing.
It's what we call these divine appointments, and you just never know who you're going to meet and what kind of conversations you're going to have, and how they always end up on Jesus and on your faith when you're walking in the Spirit, and we get to magnify the Lord. I was trying to find a church this morning, and I've been talking, and I was going to try to eat real quick and hurry out of here and go to church and find me a church, but God already found me a church. It's right here at this table because we have had church. Hallelujah. And I was praying to God, get me to a good church. Where do you want me to be in church? And this is my church today.
Right,
and
here.
I'm sharing it with you. And Naomi, would you like to say something?
Sure. So when you sat down next to us, I immediately felt your energy. Like, I feel people more than, you know, anything. And so, like, when you sat next to us, like, I could just feel a light and a happiness to you. And then, you know, through sharing your story, like, I come from a family that is drug addicted.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in foster homes with my mom being, you know, addicted to heroin. My brother and I taking care of ourselves when we were 3 and 4 years old until the state took us. And my dad, you know, the same thing. My parents loved us, but, you know, addiction is addiction. And so my brother was in prison for 9 years.
Yeah.
Because he hurt somebody very bad in a car accident when he was drinking.
Yes.
And so that touches me more probably than most people.
Yeah.
And so just listening to you and hearing just what you're doing for people, because people just want to be loved.
Yeah.
Right. That's, and regardless of what they've done in their past or what people have done to them, like, ultimately, like, what we all want is just to be loved and to be forgiven for the things that we've done that aren't, you know, ideal. And, you know, a lot of these people don't know any other way, but you're showing them through your testimony. Like I said to you, you know, maybe you went through that 25 years of addiction so you can show them, look, this is not only, I'm not going to say what you can do, but what God can do.
That's right.
You know, when you told him that, hey, I don't want to leave this prison unless I'm doing something for you, and look what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and all we need to be is that social proof for one person, and you never know what that one person will end up doing in their life with what they can turn around.
Yeah.
You know, the seeds that you're planting over there. And just, I feel like a lot of the homeless community, the drug addicted community, like, they're left to rot. And so, you know, just hearing what you have to say in regards to that particular group, because I do have a soft spot for them, like, it just warms my heart. And, you know, I'm not grateful that you know, were addicted for as long as you were, but I'm grateful that you gained the experience that you needed to reach the people that you're reaching. So so many great things about what you're doing, and I'm grateful for you.
Well, Naomi just spoke on something that I've been talking about too, is that it is profound to me that I am happy that drug addiction came into my life, because it made me the man that I am today. She said, well, I'm not happy that you were addicted for 25 years. She sees it that way, but I am happy that I was, because it allowed me to help a people that is struggling and suffering in drug addiction like I did. If I didn't have those experiences, I wouldn't be able to be used by God. It's not me doing anything. It's God using me and taking that which was meant to destroy me and using it for the good. Now, I could have come out of addiction at any time before that, but I was too stubborn, and I hadn't reached my bottom. And you know, we are the ones that decide where our bottom is. And unfortunately, it took me 25 years. But even because it didn't take me 10 years, it took me 25 years, God's going to take those extra 15 years and use it for the good. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage everybody out there who's listening to this podcast, you never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to run into. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody. Don't be afraid to sit down next to somebody and have a conversation and see what the Lord wants to do with it. And right now we're blessed. We've all been to church. They wanted to go to church today. I wanted to go to church today. And God made a church right here in this restaurant. Hallelujah. So I'll be back on this podcast with some more experiences. Evangelist in Sin City. Thank you. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, friends of mine listening to this podcast, wow, what an incredible morning I have had. What a breakfast with my new friends, my brother and sister in Christ and their son, Brian, Naomi, and Josiah. What a treat God had in store for me. I'm so fired up after speaking to them and talking to them, and immediately our conversations on both sides went to God and what God is doing in our lives, and there was just such similarities in our stories and things that we've how our lives have come up, how we grew up, and some things like that. and we just identify with each other on such a great level. I know it was inspiring for them, and it was inspiring for me, and we just thank you so much, Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives. And I believe right now I'm going to go ahead, and I want to do another church. I want to go to church. I'm going to go visit the Las Vegas Church of the Harvest with Pastor Sandy Mays. It's not too far from where I'm at right now. I'm going to catch an Uber and go over there, and I'll give an update on how church goes. I'm just so fired up in the Holy Spirit right now. I want more. I just want more. I want to see what God has in store for me this day. Who else I'm going to be able to encounter. Who else he wants me to speak to give my testimony, or to share the word, or just give a word of encouragement to help uplift somebody. Because what I don't really what people don't really realize is, if I'm uplifting you, you have no idea in turn what you're doing to me and my spirit. I feel so uplifted after meeting Brian, Naomi, and Josiah. What a blessing. I'm so excited for the day. And what God has in store. So until I get back to you, I'm off to church. All right, I've come to church, and it is unbelievable what the Lord has done. And when I came to church, I got out of my Uber. I was wondering if I was in the right place, but as soon as I walked in the door and felt the presence of God and the anointing here. We were at the Las Vegas
Church of the Harvest
with Pastor Sandy Mays and Jaylene and Jasmine, and I came in, and it was scripted by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. We started our praise and worship, and I tell you what, it was all my very favorite songs, my own personal favorite songs. Not just one, not just two, but three of my personal favorite songs they had lined up for me. The Holy Spirit had lined up for me here. And I'm just so pleased. I knew when I came to Las Vegas that God had something bigger. He had the plan for me with the family business to do. That was the world's plan. But he had his own plan, a plan in the spirit that didn't even have anything to do with the world's plan, but his plan and what he's doing. And this is part of that plan, and I'm just so grateful. And Pastor Sandy, just go ahead and talk and say what's on your heart. You had such a wonderful message about the spirit of life that's in us and how we activate it through our faith. And it just touched me. And we don't realize this power that we have on inside of us. If we really knew, we could go tell that mountain to move and go jump in the sea. Yes. And it really would. We can do amazing things. We can be healed in Jesus' name. And we can go and preach this gospel and help the lost be saved. And just tell us about this church and the mission that God has put on your heart.
Yes, thank you. Well, it's just such an honor to have you here, Brother Bowen. Praise God. I am just so happy. You know, first I want to say that during the worship, I felt like I had known you forever.
Yeah.
Because it just, that's kindred spirit,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just that. So I'm just so happy to have you with us. Praise God. For our church, Las Vegas Church of the Harvest, our mission and what we want to do is, you know, just helping people connect with that power, you know, through meditation. You know, so often people or Christians, they forget that what God has done on the inside of them, that they're brand new, and they think, you know, that they just have to rough it out till we get to heaven, or, you know, mm-hmm. trying to deal with everything from the mental aspect of things or the physical. But we have to get to the spiritual and realize that we are empowered spiritually. And that's why Joshua 1:8 says to meditate upon the word day and night.
Yes.
And as we do that, that we're going to see, we're going to have revelation to see how to make our way prosperous, how to live prosperous, how to, you know, activate all that God's done. So that's the primary focus of our ministry, is to teach meditation and application of the Word of God, and just to keep growing that way.
Yeah. And I just want to tell you, this is an anointed church, and there are strong women of God here. Let me just tell you about
Praise
it.
God.
And I'm sitting with two of them, Jasmine and Jaylene, and boy, they are such a blessing in this house, and I know they help you, Pastor. And
yes.
Would you like to say something, Jaylene? Jasmine first was the one singing and did an incredible job of worship,
yeah.
Singing my favorite songs. You must have known I was coming or something.
Yeah,
would you like to say something to?
Sure. I just want to say, I think for a lot of, so we represent younger women, yes, in the kingdom of God, mm-hmm, who are, I think a lot of times in the world, they make it seem like it's so attractive to do things the world's way. Mm-hmm. But I want to encourage anyone who's listening that there is nothing better than tapping into the kingdom of, yes, God and, yes, allowing God's plan to flourish and to have place in your life. The world makes the world seem so attractive, but y'all already know that's not really how it goes.
It's a lie.
It is a trap. It is a trap. And it makes it seem like doing things God's way or abandoning the way of the world is so unattractive, and that the kingdom... the kingdom is unattractive, but kingdom or doing things God's way is the best way,
that's right,
to do it. And God will do so much more in your life, in your personal life, in your relationships, in your body, in your finances than you could ever imagine. Amen. So
that's right,
just choose God, do things His way, and you will be so excited and happy when you see the results.
Yes. What a great word.
Praise God.
And enjoy what you are doing.
And this is
Jaylene. Yes, my name is Jaylene. Just enjoy. Because a lot of Christians, they think that doing God's work is hard. You know, they think like, oh, I don't see the results. But it's just learning again, learning about the power within you, who you are. And also we're studying about the believer's authority.
Mm-hmm.
We are believers. We believe in the word of God. And
yes,
that's what just understanding and knowing, not just know God, but know of who He is, what we are, understanding and believing His word, that who we are, what we are, and where we are in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Unbelievable. Let me tell you, this is an exciting trip for me. Evangelist in Sin City. I knew, every time, it's almost like going on a scavenger hunt,
yeah,
and you get out, you don't know what God has got in store for you, and all of a sudden, it's way more than you could ever imagine and way better than you ever thought it could be. And that's just how God is. He just gives you these gifts, these precious gifts in the Spirit. And I received one today. All right, we're going to stay in touch.
Yes. Yes.
This is my family right here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'll be back with some more on my journey through Sin City, Las Vegas.
Praise God.
Yeah. Well, the day number two in Las Vegas has come to an end. And I just topped off an incredible day meeting some wonderful God-fearing people. The divine appointments I had at breakfast with Brian and Naomi and their son Josiah. And then at church with Pastor Sandy and Jasmine, her daughter Jasmine, and Jay Lynn. And just the wonderful time we had in worship. And I was crying in worship. And the Holy Spirit was moving so mightily. And the word that was preached was so spot on. It's exactly what I needed to hear. And it just helped build up that faith in me. And we were able to pray together. And it was just such a wonderful day. But it was capped off by the most beautiful evening I spent with my parents and my sister and my brother-in-law. And we had just this incredible dinner over at a steakhouse at the Mirage, and just enjoyed each other's company. And it was just a great time. And then we went to a show, a magic show with cards and stuff, and that was really fun. And now I've come back to the hotel, and I'm just resting, reflecting on this day, and reflecting on how this trip to Las Vegas is so different from any other trip that I've ever taken before, you know, because the last time I was in Vegas, I did not know Jesus Christ. I was not reborn in the Spirit. I was being led by the desires of my flesh, but now I walk in the Spirit, and it's a totally different situation here, and a totally different mindset, and a totally different drive for me right now. And the drive for me is meeting people, sharing the love of Jesus Christ. I'm sharing the love with my mother and father and my sister and my brother-in-law, and just enjoying life and my life in Jesus Christ. And we got more tomorrow. I don't leave until Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Monday. I just can't wait for what the Lord is going to do again tomorrow. So until then, I'll see you tomorrow. Well, it's my last night in Las Vegas. This is my third night to be here, and we had a wonderful day. We had to do take care of some business things. I'm here with my family, the Evangelist in Sin City. And this podcast is just about all my experiences as I walk through this city. I walk through the casinos and just reflecting on how much this trip is different from the ones that I've had in my past when I was a drug addict, when I was addicted to alcohol and drugs and even gambling. And I'm here to tell you there is a God in heaven. I've been in Las Vegas, Nevada for 3 days inside the casinos, and I have not had a desire, not one desire, to gamble. And anybody that knows me, that is a miracle of and in itself. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I just want to thank everybody who was a part of this podcast. You know who you are. My friends for life, Brian and Naomi and Josiah, our wonderful breakfast that we had yesterday. It was just incredible. Our conversations and how we just uplifted the Lord and talked about His Word and just helped encourage one another. And then my friends, Pastor Sandy and Jasmine and Jaylen. It was an incredible, I'm talking about awesome, church service and worship. I was crying, and it was God ordained. It was a divine appointment that God led me to that church, and we got to worship the Lord and uplift His holy name, and I'll treasure that for the rest of the days of my life. And I just want to thank my family, my parents and my sister and my brother-in-law, and we just grew just a lot closer this trip. And I just value the time that we all spent together. And I just tell you, God will restore all the things the locusts have eaten. He will restore it. I'm telling you, He has totally restored my life. And I'm just so grateful to be able to come and walk in Sin City as an evangelist and make myself available to God and be used by Him in a profound way. And I just encourage everybody just to listen to this and just make yourself available to be used by God, and He will use you. If you say, God, just use me. I'm here for you. I will do your will. What do you have for me? Send me on a mission. Set a divine appointment up for me. And that's what I did this trip. And so I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. And this will be it. This is the last recording for this podcast, Evangelist in Sin City. Thank you, Jesus. All glory to God for a radically changed life in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Michael Bowen's ministry, Sons and Daughters of Thunder, visit sonsanddaughtersofthunder.org. And remember, there is no addiction in Jesus Christ. Jesus breaks the chains.
This is the Truth Network.